If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. It's a 4-hour show. This is like halftime. This is the third quarter of the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You can obviously tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you missed the first 2 hours, if you want to hit rewind, if you want to start from the damn beginning, you can tune in on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening on SiriusXM channel 158 and all of my friends locked in on a smart speaker. It's a lot of fun, okay? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. And I'm actually going to answer some of your comments and tweets that I've received so far tonight. I have some questions here about Josh Allen. I know people have started to tweet me about I Am Legend. I'm also happy to be here in the studio in New York City tonight with super producer and host Dave Shepard. Tomorrow, or depending on where the hell you live, or Tuesday, we're starting the Media for the Movement tour with the first stop being Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, somewhere that I grew up and spent my whole damn childhood. So I look forward to being at Fordham University tomorrow, just spreading the great message of Special Olympics, inclusion, inclusive health. And thank you to my friends at Experian. Next week, I look forward to being in Philadelphia with my friends at Drexel. I know soon we'll be at Tulane. I will be all over the country. You want to keep up with me? Social media. Easy. At JR Sport Brief. So, tonight, Monday Night Football. What took place? Blowouts. If I had to take a look and describe all of the games that took place on Sunday, it's comebacks. We saw the comebacks, right? We saw the New York Jets came back against the Browns. Just thinking about two teams like the Jets and Browns just gives me the shivers, but they did it. It happened. Then we had the Cards. They came back against the Raiders. Watching that game is just like, wait a minute, is Derek Carr trying to give this one away? And I guess the Raiders did try to give it away, and they did. And then a big comeback. I was watching this until the stupid NFL Sunday ticket stopped working. I was watching the Ravens beat up on the Dolphins, and then I blink, and it's just like, whoa, Tua Tagovailoa, he has touchdowns for everybody. Tua Tagovailoa running around saying, hey, I got 4 TDs in the fourth. It must be fun to just dump the ball off the Waddle and say, hey, you go get the other 80 yards, or to just bombs away to Tyreek Hill, who can just get down the field 80 yards in 2 seconds. And so Tua Tagovailoa, looking at that big old comeback, the Dolphins over the Ravens, he said, yeah, easy. We executed well in the fourth quarter.
We were executing on all cylinders. offensively. And then when there were times where we didn't execute, no one panicked. Everyone, just came back into the huddle and we regrouped and we went back out there and tried to execute whatever play we were given.
Yeah. And so can we please give Tua Tagovailoa a damn break? Can we please let Tua Tagovailoa live? I know there were a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, Brian Flores is holding this man back. Well, Mike McDaniel, he ain't holding him back. He got him out there ready to roll. And Mike McDaniel, he must think this NFL thing is easy. He's sending guys out there and boom, we beat you. And beat you as in Bill Belichick. And now this go round, he beat another great quarterback, former quarterback, now coach, in Harbaugh. Must be nice. That's what Mike McDaniel had to say.
I just challenged him to say that who cares what the score is? It's about how we play football together. So this is an opportunity. It's a tough one, but it doesn't even matter. Let's get something out of this game to feel good about in the second half, and we'll worry about the score sometime in the fourth quarter, but let's just string some stuff together on both sides of the ball.
Hey, you want to talk about a measuring stick? Well, they got the Buffalo Bills next. And the Buffalo Bills are still out here beating the living snot out of everybody tonight, Monday Night Football. The Buffalo Bills, they just took the Titans' lunch money. And breakfast money, breakfast money, Shep, is there such a thing as, I know lunch money, breakfast money, right?
There is such a thing, yes.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the most important meal of the day from what I heard.
Breakfast?
Yes, sir.
I feel like sometimes you got people who say, oh, no, breakfast is not the most. There's so much science now. How about you just eat? How about that's good? How about you eat and eat something healthy? So basically, the Buffalo Bills took all their food, 41-7. And Josh Allen was out here tonight. He's just like, hey, Stephon Diggs, it's your time to shine. When LeBron went to Miami and he stood there with Bosh and Wade, he said, not one, not two, not three. I don't know when they stopped counting. But Josh Allen decided to deliver three touchdowns to Stephon Diggs. How about this one? This was the first. Bills Radio Network.
Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Josh rolling to his left. Looks back, throws the other way to his right. It is caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Stephon Diggs. Touchdown, Buffalo.
That was one. What comes after one? This.
Josh will take another shotgun snap. Fakes the handoff. Going to throw it. Looks downfield. Fires downfield. Looking for Diggs inside the five. Dives for it. Makes the catch. And it is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs. Touchdown, Bills. A 46-yard completion.
Now, I'm sick of saying it in English. Let's stress.
Bills have McKenzie and Kumaro lined up left side on second down. The snap to Josh. Going to throw it to Diggs. Bobbles, makes the catch. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Stephon Diggs, the hat trick. His third touchdown for the Bills. And they are rolling now.
Yeah, rolling. Rolling like a river. Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, he talked about their game plan after the win, and I wonder how complicated this sounds.
Yeah, I thought that both coaching staffs with the defense, offense, special teams, they did a great job. You know, good game plans, players executed. Thought it was good fundamental football. I thought we were a little maybe erratic early, you know, and we settled in and started playing good disciplined football for the most part. I should say fundamentally strong football. We still need to add some discipline into what we do there.
Oh, a little bit of discipline never hurt nobody. Yeah, highly disciplined beatdowns that they're just handing out to these teams right now. And the Buffalo Bills are absolutely dominant. And so this is the point where I look at Twitter, at JR Sport Brief, and I say to myself, we got a caller in earlier, and hold on. I got to go through so many tweets, people telling me about I Am Legend. What do we got here? Adam at JR Sport Brief. It's something I said earlier on in the show. Please clarify what you mean by Josh Allen has to prove it in the playoffs. Dude played absolutely flawless last year. The defense couldn't get a stop. Now, what do I mean by Josh Allen has to prove it in the playoffs? We had a caller, I think it was Dave from Buffalo, and he pointed out the fact, as I destroy things here in the studio, he pointed out the fact that Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, fine. First 2 weeks, yeah, sure, fine. I'm not going to argue. Who cares? I want to see Josh Allen win it. Like, there's, I'm not interested in Josh Allen being the best quarterback. Josh Allen played like an MVP last year. We know he's good. We know he's great. We know he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Whether or not he finishes with the MVP award or people think he's the best, or it don't matter. I want to see you win it. There's a hump right there. A hump. We have seen Patrick Mahomes get over that hump. We've seen Tom Brady get over that hump. Sometimes his ass fell off the side and now just wish he'd go away, but he's gone over that hump more than anybody. And now we have a new crop of quarterbacks who have almost tasted that success. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, yeah, the team that just lost here to Miami, choked. They haven't gotten over that hump. And Lamar has run around with an MVP. He's about to run around with $50-plus million. Get over the hump. I'm not interested in anything else. I'm more interested in seeing how much money he gets than anything. We know he's good. And it's the same thing with Josh Allen. We know you're good, man. Get over the hump. That's it. And he can do it. It's absolutely amazing. And so I'm very interested to see what he does in the postseason. I don't care about this regular season stuff. This is a rubber stamp. Rubber stamp your way through the season. Beat up on all these other touchdowns, or excuse me, all these other teams. And do something in the playoffs. Like really win. Like win a championship. That's it. That's what I want to see. Congratulations. Another beatdown. 41-7. And if you want to be interested in what Tennessee did, Ryan Tannehill just only threw for 117 yards, two interceptions, and Derrick Henry, I guess, with no real threat to receive the ball, like in A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry rushed for 25 yards. He contributed their only score, and Buffalo won 41-7. That's not the only Monday Night Football game that took place. Not too long ago, in Philadelphia, I'll be there next week, the Eagles, they beat Minnesota, the final score there, 24-7. And I told you about Tua Tagovailoa, people giving him a break. Well, what about an old buddy of his? I use buddy loosely. What about Jalen Hurts? This man is also someone in the NFL right now who's having his own coming out party. Because tonight, as they beat up on Kirk Cousins, who couldn't, you know, throw the ball to his own receiver to save his life, Kirk Cousins had three interceptions. Jalen Hurts was just pushing the ball into the end zone. Whether he had to throw it or whether he was dragging human beings into the end zone himself. 333 yards passing, a touchdown. He rushed for 57 yards in addition to two touchdowns. Hurts, he spoke to ESPN after the game and said, listen, we just need to go out there and play our game, and it all starts with me.
Yeah, I think we just have to go out there and play our game. I know it all starts with me, so the preparation we had all week, it was excellent. We started off great. We got to do a better job of finishing, but we'll take the win.
Yeah. Just take the win, take the victory. The Eagles will move on. They'll take on Washington. And I know for an entire week we had to hear about the connection between Cousins and Jefferson And even Aaron Rodgers is rubbing it in. Oh, Justin is the best wide receiver in the game, and he very well might be. There's quite a few of them. He only was on the receiving end for 48 yards. I'm sorry. Justin Jefferson can't just catch 200 yards every damn week. And so it's nice to be in the NFL right now, and we know who the top QBs are. But guys who were pretty much on the bubble, the question marks, the Tua Tagovailoas, the Hurts, it's nice to see them having great starts. The Philadelphia Eagles are 2-0 to start this season. The Miami Dolphins are 2-0 to start the season. The Buffalo Bills are 2-0 to start the season. And it's lovely. It's real lovely to see Bill Belichick, even in a victory, to know that he's not at the top of the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills are there. The Dolphins are there. And they had to face a little adversity to keep the train rolling. Yeah, tonight, Monday Night Football, some boring-ass games with a lot of blowouts. I mean, even Case Keenum came on at one point in time, the end of the game, to relieve Josh Allen. Because at the end of three, the score was already Buffalo 41, Tennessee 7. And then meanwhile, in Philadelphia, every time it looked like Kirk Cousins had any type of life, I don't know. He got picked off. Darius Slay, he basically owns this man. This was Kirk Cousins' third INT of the game, his second to Slay.
Spreads out his wide receivers. Third goal from the 9. Cousins is back. Here comes the rush. He throws it high in the air, and it is intercepted. Third interception today. Now Slay drops it, but he's down. Yep. He made the interception.
Yeah, the Eagles radio network, they could have replayed that a couple of times because he owned them. Yeah, it must be nice to beat Kirk Cousins. What a guy. Always giving to the other team. Quite hospitable. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also going to be hospitable. I'm going to be charitable. I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk, to chat with America. It's what I do a lot. How many shows actually let you talk to everybody, have an opinion? Unless your opinion sucks. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Monday Night Football is a wrap. We had a doubleheader, and we had double ass kickings. Philadelphia over Minnesota, 24-7. And the Bills over Tennessee, 41-7. Yeah, A.J. Brown. Yeah, Tennessee needs you, man, but I know they love you in Philly right now. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Two for the price of one. Beatdowns for everybody. Monday Night Football. One game, Buffalo wins over Tennessee, 41-7. The other game, the Eagles, they handle Minnesota, 24-7. Jalen Hurts, he goes out there, he accounts for 3 touchdowns. And then you have Mr. Kirk Cousins, he accounts for 3 interceptions. And I told you, yeah, Darius Slay, he was able to go out there and snatch 2 off of Kirk Cousins. But, you know, might as well show love. It's always fun to talk about a Kirk Cousins interception. Jordan Hicks, he got in on the action, too. Here, take a listen just for the fun of it, courtesy of the Vikings Radio Network.
Hurts loops one over the middle.
Yes!
It bounds into the air, and it's intercepted. Here comes Jordan Hicks, the former Eagle, near side to the 15, to the 10, taken down at the 8. A return of 21 yards by Jordan Hicks.
Aw. The Vikings radio guy sounds so sad. Well, anyway, I'm happy. I ain't got nothing to be mad about. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is oh so beautiful to look at an NFL world where we have quarterbacks who have emerged and continue to emerge. And I'm not talking about some of the more established gentlemen. I'm talking about Tua Tagovailoa. Oh, Tua sucks. Tua's not going to do anything. Well, he threw 6 touchdowns and had 4 in the fourth quarter. Good for Tua. It's nice to see Jalen Hurts out here. Oh, this is just another guy. Oh, he's going to do his run. Oh, he's going to do his run the ball. Well, damn it. Yeah, he's running the ball, and he's an improved passer. It's a beautiful thing to see. Nice to see progression. Nice to see folks who bounce back against adversity and people who want to hate on their guts. 855-212-4CBS. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's go to Alabama and let's talk to Dave. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a fun Monday night, JR. I loved it. I was hearing it over the radio. I mean, the Bills just kicked in the door on the Titans, took everything of value, including the wife and the maid, and took Derrick Henry's milk bottle and his pacifier. And not only that, they took their intestines and beat them with it. And as for Philadelphia, oh, that was so lovely. I mean, they just outright impaled the Vikings and broke their necks to teach them, to let them know, hey, we're not taking nothing off of nobody. I love it. that was a fun Monday night.
Wow, that was
oh, that was a fun Monday night. I loved it.
Sounds man. You don't have anybody like in your basement, do you?
No. Man.
Wow.
You can't have a better Monday night than that.
Okay. I'm afraid to ask you. I wanted to ask you if the Eagles impaled and did what?
They impaled the Vikings and broke their necks.
Well, if you're. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because these two teams are sending a message to everybody. We're not taking nothing off of nobody.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, it's nice to see the Eagles back on the up and up. I might have to bring out my Ricky Waters jersey over the next couple of days. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you for calling from Alabama, man.
Thanks, man. You have a good night.
You as well. Hey, Shep, I think we might have to contact some authorities, man. Whoa. I think Dave's laugh is better. I think Dave's devious laugh is, I know Halloween is what, a little more than a month away at this point. Yeah, I think Dave has the hot. We can probably plug him into Hallmark and put him in cards. We could probably put Dave on Cartoon Network and he could have a new living. Yeah, we could put him in movies. I don't know how scary he is. Yeah, he's scary as hell. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. He's calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mike.
Doing, brother?
I'm excellent.
That last call is a hard act to follow, man, but I'm going to do my best to top that.
Please.
So, great win yesterday. I would like your thoughts on I mean, it's a small sample size, man, but here's what I'm gathering over the first two games. Tua looks fantastic, but once again, small sample size. He bailed us out yesterday. The running game is a little concerning for me. You know, we didn't break 100 yards both games. We got Buffalo next week, who looked absolutely incredible. Granted, the game's in Miami, but we know they're going to bring the heat. They look fantastic. They're a Super Bowl contender, as we all know. I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not convinced quite yet. If Tua can do this against Buffalo, then maybe my eyes will be a little more wider. But I give him the heart. I give him some credit. He came back against Baltimore, who's had a stingy defense over the years, and he just exposed him in the fourth. Where do you see Miami so far? Once again, granted, I know it's a small sample size, only two games, but where do you think the ceiling is for this team?
Playoffs, man. I see them going into the playoffs. Are they going to go ahead and win the AFC East? Probably not. We know that the Buffalo Bills are sitting right at the top of things, and I would take solace in the fact that they are a playoff team and that they should get in as a wild card. Anything less than that would be a massive disappointment. I know the first thing that you mentioned was the running game. I would not be all that concerned about it. Raheem Mostert has pretty much proven and shown that he is a viable threat. We have seen this man basically help drag the 49ers. And, yes, they were a very good team. But Raheem Mostert was a central focus for that squad when they ran to the Super Bowl. And so here you have two starting running backs. Raheem Mostert has a lot of versatility to his game. You have Chase Edmonds, and in both of these guys, I think it's a matter of health. And here's the other aspect that you have to think about when you look at this Dolphins offense. Is it your cookie-cutter offense? Is Tua going to, you know, drop back and just bombs away? No, he's not. The man just told you a couple days ago, hey, I could barely see over the offensive line. It is by no coincidence that you got Tyreek Hill on one side, and then you got Waddle on the other side. These dudes are not just, they're not Megatron. They're not imposing figures. These are guys, you want to think about the potential lack of a rushing attack? Tyreek Hill getting the ball in the flat or getting a flip is just as good as any running back in the game. They are built for yards, quote-unquote, after the catch. And so I'm not all that concerned with their offense. If you want to be concerned at their defense, knowing that they got smacked around by one of the best quarterbacks, I would find a little bit more reason in that. But their offense, I believe, is going to do this all year long. And I see them going into the playoffs, something that I know everybody's waiting on. Are they the top of the AFC? I'm not prepared to crown them all of that. But if you're a Dolphins fan, hey, be happy that you are better than Belichick. Be happy that you can go to the playoffs. And I say, hey, one step at a time. Enjoy the ride, man.
Oh, no, I'm very happy. Listen, we're 2-0. It's been a while since we've been 2-0, so I'm cherishing every second of it. If we lose the Buffalo, so be it. But I hope we can give them a game. I hope it can be like a 28-25 type of game or anything like that. As long as we can compete with Buffalo, I will have no arguments at all. But listen, JR, I love this show, man. Thank you for your insight. We appreciate it. And have a great rest of your night. Thank you so much.
You as well, Mike. Thank you for calling from Miami. It took a whole lot of pushing and nudging for Brian Flores to turn things around for the Dolphins last year, just for them to finish above 500. I don't think this squad is going to have the same type of issues or problems. And if you're a Dolphins fan, hey, I don't want to say you're stuck in the middle. You have a chance and an opportunity to kind of lay your claim if you can go up there and punch Buffalo in the mouth. And then at the same time, hey, listen, you're not as bad as the Jets. Be happy. And then you're better than the Patriots. Be very happy. Enjoy the ride. This would be a disappointment if the Dolphins don't kind of ride this to the playoffs. That would suck. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have a man who hits quarterbacks for a living. He talked about the victory tonight. We're going to hear from Von Miller on the other side. He spoke.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, we just are rolling. Yeah, and if you happen to be a fan of the Bills or the Eagles, yeah, you can go ahead and just pop your collar. You got plenty of reason to do that. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Buffalo Bills 41-7 over Tennessee. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, the Eagles, they had no problem with the Minnesota Vikings 24-7. It was a beatdown. You know, we talked a lot tonight about Stephon Diggs and his three touchdowns. Well, he spoke to the NFL Network after the game. And, of course, he was in an excellent mood. Listen.
I feel good. You know, put things in perspective. We had some plays that we wish we had back. Josh had a hell of a game, as usual. You know, I give all the quarterback love to him. He threw some hell of a balls. Found a way to win.
What kind of zone are you and Josh in right now?
We're getting there. We're working at it. I feel like it's a lot of turnover from practice. You know, the time that we put in, the consistency. We've been together for a couple years now, just trying to build off of it.
I noticed on the first touchdown, you hit it gritty. Then you gave us, I think, a little Michael Jackson there, too.
Genuine.
I'm sorry. Did you regret, though, using all the touchdown celebrations when you still had two more?
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's in the future, so sometimes you got to get them all out.
I love the fact that Genuine is getting a lot of attention. Mainly because he's still doing amazing shows all over North America and that, yeah, people are looking at him going, he's an old man now and he's just dancing and doing funny dances and looking like Quagmire. And, yeah, good for Genuine. If you don't know Genuine's music, then I don't know what to tell you. Find a pony, ride it, and be so anxious. Anyway, Von Miller, tonight, he didn't have a sack. He did have a tackle for loss. And Von Miller talking about their defense, just shutting down Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, only 25 yards rushing. And Ryan Tannehill, I don't think he ever needs help throwing an interception, but the defense kicked ass. Listen to Von Miller.
Oh, we just played our style of defense. We had so much respect for Derrick and that whole offense, that whole run game, that whole passing game for Ryan Tannehill, that we really didn't, you know, leave any T uncrossed or any I undotted. Coach Frazier, Coach Washington, Coach McDermott did a really good job of keeping everybody focused for this game.
Well, Von Miller sounded like he had to think about what he was trying to say there. You dot the I's and cross the T's. What are we going backwards here? It's okay. We all understood what he was saying. Von Miller could kick my ass if he wanted to, so I'm going to relax. So that's what took place on the Buffalo side. I want to share with you, what went wrong, I could say, with Minnesota. They certainly have their own thoughts as well. Let's hit the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. Ezra. Calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Ezra.
What's going on, JR? Great show. Love it. Man, three things I'm going to take away. I took away from this weekend. One, you were right, man. I'm off the Trubisky train, man. That train ain't making no stops. It's time for the Kenny Pickett. You said that in June, you know, and I was just trying to be faithful and hopeful. But it's time for Kenny Pickett. That's number one. Number two, I think it's crazy to me how the Raiders keep disappointing.
Is it?
Experts. They're 0-2. The Derek Carr years, they're always picked to make the playoffs, Super Bowl, whatever. It's amazing to me how every year the Raiders, they really, really just sort of underwhelm everyone's expectations. And three, this is the last thing I took away from this football weekend. We had two Alabama quarterbacks that won the national championship, one in the first half, the other in the second, and Jalen Hurts and Tua. The fact that they hit the stage, national televised games, they won their games, and Alabama really, really has never produced a solid quarterback in the NFL since Joe Namath. I think that was a good look not only for Alabama, but just for the NFL to see these two kids that turned out, or it looks like they're going to turn out to be great draft picks for their organization.
Let's slow down. I hope. Okay? I mean, I see, this is what we have this season for. This is pretty much for both Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
I think it's too early to say, oh, these are make or break seasons, but they are. And we've seen guys who have been drafted ridiculously high. Come on. What's Baker Mayfield doing right now? He's two steps away by the time we get to the end of this season. He's probably going to be a backup somewhere unless there's a team that says, oh, we want to give you another chance. And it ain't going to be a good team. And so Tua has been beaten to shreds since he's been drafted into the NFL. People look at the success of Herbert. People look at Tua and his injuries. People look at
that hip injury. Yeah.
Yes, but then it goes past that. People look at Brian Flores and saying, Tua, come here, man. We got to put Ryan back in the game. And so now Tua is having a chance to show what he has now that he's healthy and he has better weapons around him. In the case of Hurts, oh, my God, come on. This man was selected in the second round. He had to get away from his school so he could get another chance to actually go out there and play. And if
you
think about it, he's had even more to prove than Tua Tagovailoa because he's been put in that space of, oh, Jalen Hurts is just another running quarterback. Well, damn it. We see that he can run. We see that he's a ridiculous athlete. He's big, he's strong, and he's improved as a passer. And so this was his prove-it year for Philly before they said, we might need to move on. And so I love the fact that right now Jalen Hurts is proving himself to be worthy of a starting job through the rest of this season. Last year, a little bit of a crapshoot. But you are correct. For two guys to come out of Alabama and show themselves, it don't matter where Jalen ended up. I'm glad that he's with the Eagles. I'm glad that he's starting. And I'm very anxious to see what they look like the rest of the season.
Yep, me too. As long as he's ain't in my conference, I'm Jalen Hurts all day.
I can dig it. Well, thank you, Ezra. Appreciate you for calling up from Atlanta, man.
Thank you, JL.
No doubt about it. Piece of cake. Ali's calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
My brother, many blessings, Joe. When it comes to that Dolphins game, man, I mean, for the Dolphin organization, that was historical. You know, we saw perseverance. We saw Dolphins team come back, you know, in the fourth quarter. That hasn't happened, you know, in 711 games, you know, going back to 2011. This is a season where we're actually going to show her the breakout. I really believe in Tua and where he's progressing. And to touch base on the last caller, man, when it comes to, you know, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Tua has the most winning percentage overall. You know, Tua has, you know, say improved and showed improved, and now he has the opportunity to really, you know, show the real. When it comes to the Dolphins, I feel like our O-line needs development, especially the left side. We definitely gotta really, you know, check ourselves when it comes to coming to, you know, Buffalo. We definitely have to have a strong O-line, right? That's my main concern is our offensive line. How do you feel about that?
Well, listen, man, they were able to bring in Teron Armstead from the Saints. That's going to take some time for everybody to get acclimated to each other. But I'd be lying to you if I sat down and said, oh, my God, I'm overly evaluating the offensive line of the Dolphins. I mean, look, I see who they have brought in. I see what they've been able to produce. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told one of our prior callers. Yeah, you as a Dolphins fan, you can sit down and nitpick and pick apart everything that they're doing, and you can look at the concerns. And I'm going to tell you, hey, I believe that they're going to go to the playoffs, and it's going to be a disappointment if they don't. And so it's been two games. Two. Dos.
Exactly.
They got more time.
I'm taking it very lightly myself. I'm very much, you know, looking at this as a perseverance game, as a game that, you know, we showed how we can come back, which is great. But there's a lot of things that we have to, you know, build on. I still feel that we could win the East, But Buffalo really seems strong. I get that. But I really feel that we have a better offense than Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
And that's just going to one-up us on Buffalo to win that Eastern Conference.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ali, for calling from Miami. You want to tell me how you're concerned about the offensive line, but then the offense of Miami is better than Buffalo? You going to be telling me that next week? Okay. All right. I mean, we can look at Tua. And sure, you threw six touchdowns. Nobody could take that away from Tua Tagovailoa. You threw six touchdowns. You led a hell of a comeback. Four of them in the fourth quarter. Okay, fine. I've seen what Josh Allen can do for several years now on a more consistent basis. And so am I going to sit around and drink the Tua Kool-Aid? Not quite. I believe in him. I think he could be a good starter. I think he'd be more than good. Is he going to get that chance? Is he going to get that opportunity? I'm not prepared to say that the Dolphins' offense is better than the Bills. Let me know when the Dolphins are just blowing everybody out. I don't see it. Not yet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk more Monday Night Football. Earlier in the show, we talked Tom Brady. We'll talk Brady. We'll get into some of these other games. We're going to have some fun here. And oh yeah, by the way, some of the losers have spoken. Mike Vrabel. Yeah, he's talked about what the hell happened with his team. They got smashed. Kirk Cousins, he talked about why he sucked tonight. He does this quite frequently. And Kevin O'Connell, coming off of one victory and now his first career loss, he talks about what the Vikings need to do to get better. We're going to hear from the losers when we get back. And then our callers. All our callers are all winners here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for four counts, exhale for six. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for four counts, exhale for six. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.